Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. This week, I have named our show The Palaces of Memory. The title is taken from the name of our first piece by Diane Thome. I'm putting it with other pieces that can allow us to float mentally, to remember, to dream. The music is all quite abstract, without classical architecture or easily grasped melodies, but each of the five pieces we'll hear has a unique compositional voice behind it. Diane Thome, T-H-O-M-E, was the first woman to receive a Ph.D. in music from Princeton. She also holds an MFA in composition, an MA in theory in composition from the University of Pennsylvania, and two undergraduate degrees with distinction in piano and composition from the Eastman School of Music. She is professor of theory and composition at the School of Music of the University of Washington. Dr. Thome uses synthesized sounds along with traditional instruments in a unique way that blends them so that they sound completely natural together. You really cannot tell where one ends and the other begins. She uses the synthesized sounds as though they are acoustic rather than creating a whole new aesthetic for them. And in this way, the music sounds just like an extension of what we perceive as traditional. I'll read you what Diane Thome has said about the palaces of memory. In the 16th century, a Jesuit priest, Matteo Ricci, brought to China a wonderful memory system that had been used in the West since the days of ancient Greece. To improve their powers of retention, people would build memory palaces, huge imaginary buildings they kept inside their heads. To everything we wish to remember, wrote Ricci, we should give an image. And to every one of these images, we should assign a position where it can repose peacefully until we are ready to claim it by an act of memory. What intrigued me about this story, Miss Thome continues, was the recognition that one of the powers which music possesses for me is the capacity to evoke and capture images of feeling, being, and knowing, and to crystallize these images into sonorous forms. As we move through the world of musical work, our experience is transformed into memory. Let's hear it now with the Pittsburgh New Music Ensemble performing.